This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Brian Anderson may be joining us shortly. We will see. The Guardians, Andy, keep kind of, hey, they're doing okay. Oh, they're not doing okay. Hey, they're better.
They're 9-9. They are what the record says they are.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's exactly right. I mean, he never spouted truer words than he did in that moment when he's talking about the Guardians, even though he didn't even
appreciate that, Dennis. That was really good. That said, your ace has had a couple of hiccups here in his last two starts. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal to me. What might be more of a big deal to me is something that we were a little concerned about, and that's that your offense isn't exactly setting things on fire, which we, you know, assumed maybe going into the season, but it's been quite evident so far. For instance, last night, and this concerns me a little bit, you had two runs against Baltimore last night.
Okay.
And it was Daniel Schneeman and Austin Hedges hitting solo home runs. Okay. When your offense relies on, at least in one game, two guys who you don't expect to hit a whole lot for you hitting solo home runs, you're looking for answers. You're looking for help. You're looking for something, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, when you've got runners in scoring position too, you got to get them in, don't you? They were over three last night, which doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it felt like every time I was watching late in the game, they had somebody in scoring position and they couldn't bring them in. They were five guys on base last night. Again, it's just one game. You can't break down a season in that theory. But, I mean, you can't leave runners in scoring position, especially against a good team like Baltimore. So, and that's my question. I mean, even though they're 8-10 to start the season, how good is Baltimore? That's the question. Yeah. How good is Baltimore? And, you know, a couple of the Guardians wins aren't against some of the tougher teams in Major League Baseball, but they all count as wins.
Guardians, one of the lower scoring teams in Major League Baseball so far. They've scored just 68 runs in their 18 games.
Maybe the Browns and Guardians can draft somebody together that can get them some offense.
Maybe they can bring Kenny Atkinson over and he can work on the spacing.
There you go. All right, I'll take it.
Is that a bad idea?
No, not at all.
It's easy to chalk it up to it's early. And in all honesty, that is the bottom line here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's not...
What's the motto?
Let's not throw that out.
You can't win it in April, but you sure can lose it.
Well, you kind of can. I'm a little concerned about, you know, where it might be trending. And, for instance, I love the idea of Nolan Jones and John Kenzie to well in right field.
Mm-hmm.
But neither one's hitting very well. Yet. Gabe Arias is surprising everybody by, heck, he hit cleanup last night. And on one hand, you think, hey, Gabe, nice job. You're doing well enough that you're hitting cleanup. And then you're thinking, what? Or did I miss it by a game?
No, he's 0 for 4 last night. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but yeah. That my thought is like, oh, wait a minute. Good for Gabe. You're hitting cleanup. And then it's like, oh, wait a minute. You had to have Gabe Arias hit cleanup?
At least he's hitting over 250.
One of the few.
Yeah.
Proud. The Guardians.
Everybody outside of the top four, what's your worst hitter last night in the lineup? Santana, 261, hitting third. I'm haunted by Rick Manning joining us earlier in the week saying they need to get Ramirez out of it. I don't know if he put his foot down. So they need to get him out of the two hole. But you're talking about somebody who's not getting the opportunity to drive runs in because he's hitting second.
Well, and even though he's hitting second, Andy is still tied for what, third on the team, or he is third on the team, isn't he? In runs batted in, tied for third with Gabe Arias.
I don't know how you break that up. It's just, I mean, 234 Rocchio, 200 Hedges last night. Schneeman hitting 200. Thomas has been a major disappointment at 132.
He did get hurt, so I'm.
I don't know. He was up a couple times last night where they had a chance to get back in the game, and I was like, oh man. Ugh.
Well, when you have so many guys who you're actually playing who are hitting under 200, that's an issue. And again, it goes back to patience. I think there's reason to be patient right now. I do. I think there's plenty of reason to be patient because it's April 18th.
True.
You know, we just paid our taxes. We just filed our income tax. It's still real early. We have, you know, all of May, June, July, August, and September to come. However, I'm also not going
to
wait that long.
For instance, what?
If I got a guy like in, let's just say, Juan Brito, mm-hmm. who's really hitting in Columbus, I'm bringing him up. I'm going to try and solidify this offense as quickly as I can if clear evidence shows me that this is a move that might not be a bad move right now. You know what I mean by that?
I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, you're going to have to rotate in. It's like an NFL roster, right? Isn't that mm-hmm. what you're saying? You're going to churn the bottom of the roster.
Well, I kind of am. And I say that despite the fact that even though Nolan Jones has not been hitting and Lane Thomas has not been hitting, those are two of the four guys I want to be playing in the outfield. And I'm going to give them opportunities. But Martinez has been pretty good since he's come up. Now, obviously, a great hot start and you know, we'll see where that leads and what he's able to do with that. But, you know, so far the guy's been terrific. And you're going to put him in the lineup until he's not. And if guys hit their way into making me change my plan, then if I'm Stephen Vogt, I'm going to do that. Why? Because you kind of want to set a tone with this team. And I think you have to do that. Chris is in Bay Village. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Good to talk other... Then the Browns. I thought this was sports talk. You talk about everybody. But thank you.
You mean like we're doing right now, Chris? Huh?
Well, Chris. Huh? Chris, you're saying you want us to go back to the Browns. So what do you think they're going to do with the number two pick?
Yeah.
You've been talking about Browns for the first 15 seconds of your phone call.
I know, silly me.
Yes.
Okay, about those Guardians.
Yes.
Listen, last night, who had seven hits last night? We did. Baltimore did, but who scored the runs?
Hitting in the clutch is a wonderful thing, Chris.
Exactly. Where is it? I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So that's all I wanted to say, but that's what we have.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Did you want to talk more Browns or not? I just want to make sure. Bye, Chris.
The clutchless Guardians. Thank you.
You're welcome, Chris. And I think that's it more than anything, Andy. You got to, if they're lucky enough to get guys on base, then that's when you have to hit. Is it not?
That's what baseball seems to be all about. I don't know. I don't even need analytics to figure that one out.
You don't?
No, maybe I'll ask Dan. You know you've got me peeking at the minor leagues again.
I loved it. I love to look at the minor leagues. To me, that's so much fun. And I will tell you that with our team, that's part of it. You know? I mean, we know how our team operates. It's not like you went out and signed Juan Soto and you're just going to leave him alone.
CJ Cephas is on fire in Akron. On fire.
First baseman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what?
You have 19 hits, first baseman. 42 at bats. I don't know. Can he catch? Can he play another position? Average. He's got softball numbers, man. 452. I'll take it. How about the Clippers?
I don't think that's working.
Will Wilson sitting 345 just because we need a third baseman, don't we? No. Another guy, 19 hits, 55 at-bats.
According to baseballreference.com, the Guardians right now with runners in scoring position, 28th out of 30 teams, hitting a robust 184.
It's not good.
Andy Baskin. Like,
that's my 15.5. No, it's my 15.5. Do we have any offense in this city?
Yeah, Cavs can light it up.
All right. Well, I'm waiting. I'm in the waiting game with them. I don't have enough. I don't know. The only why is this? Why are we having trouble producing offensively? Why?
Well, because you're not a good offensive team. It's pretty simple.
I guess,
Andy,
the math
it's,
on
there's
that's
not
right.
There's not anything drastic here. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I think I know part of the answer, and that is they are not very good evaluators of the power hitters that they have. They traded the best young power hitter probably for the next 10 years away when he was 17 years of age in the Dominican League, and that's Caminero.
Yeah, to Tampa.
And you cannot trade the best young power hitter that's in the major leagues right now. You can't trade him away for nothing. And then they traded away Diaz, the catcher, for nothing. And he's the best young catcher in the major leagues right now. And when you make two big mistakes like that as a team of the Guardians, you have put yourself behind the eight ball. You don't recover. And what bothers me is I was looking at the statistics on Caminero. The team he was on, he had 9 home runs, and the rest of the Dominican Summer League team that he was on had 7. And he led the league by far in home runs. And I don't know what they were thinking or what, but nonetheless, they had a kid named, is it Churio? His
Jason Churio. Yeah, his brother Jackson is the guy with Milwaukee who got the big time contract before he ever played.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a player, and I don't know if he's going to be a home run hitter by any means. But nonetheless, I'm just kind of hoping that they quit trading away their best power hitters.
In the situation they have now, Bill, how patient are you before you bring up some other guys who might be warm down in AAA?
You know, Jeff, they always have had this kind of rule that AA, AAA, you have to have 350 at-bats,
yeah,
that kind of thing. And I think that many people believe there's not that much difference between AA and major leagues or AAA. It is what it is. But I do think there is some truth that you better let them have some seasoning with 350 at-bats. I do.
All right, Bill. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. There's Bill in Parma. The catch here, Andy, is it's so early and if you're at 500, you can go 500 for a good portion of the season, put together a hot streak in August, and be okay in this division, because I don't think anybody's going to run away in this division. So I do think they have plenty of time to find themselves.
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting at, we're still, 500, and you're in second place? You're only a game and a half back on the Tigers? Again, you're 18 games into the season, so the difference is they've got to get some offense going. I can't say it, but I'm looking at just run scored, and even that is, you know what's crazy? In the Central, the Tigers have scored 87 runs, and they look at the runs scored by everybody else. Where do you think the Guardians are? Second, 68. So you're right. It's going to be there. It's just a matter of patience.
You would think so. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Somebody get that to Brian Anderson. Maybe BL join us here in the noon hour. Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, coming up at 1:20 to talk a little play-in tournament. Big one tonight to decide who the Cavaliers will be playing, and the rest of the NBA with Sam coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan in our new digs here. Old digs reconfigured. We're getting used to it.
Let's be honest. Just a new chair for you. That's all it is.
No, it's the old chair. I moved it over here.
Oh, then you're not even in a new chair. You're just sitting in a different spot.
I'm just sitting in a different spot.
Like, you're making this into some kind of gigantic move. Like, we moved into some grandioso.
You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I do. It's theater of the mind, man. Let's be honest with our listeners. I don't want to sit here and lie.
Nobody knows the difference.
Yeah, I know. That's why. And you kept bringing it up. You're like, oh, we're in our new digs.
You're Mr. You know, let's share our lives with people. Blah, blah, blah. And here I'm sharing our work life, and you're all mad.
Wait, what the hell just happened?
What do you mean?
You're nitpicking him over something that he said. This isn't how this goes. This isn't Freaky Friday. We got Freaky Friday stuff going on here, and I don't like it.
Is that what it is?
You assume your normal roles immediately.
I'm sorry.
What are you saying, Dan?
There's a lot of change going on here, and I don't want more.
I don't like this.
We were talking about the Guardians and the offense. Or the Guardians and the lack of offense.
Yes.
Ross is in Willoughby Hills. Hello, Ross.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, yeah, the offense is a little disappointing. I mean, especially how we started last year so strong, and I think that's what we got used to. I still have a lot of hope. I mean, it's early. We've got talent on the team. But my question for you guys is, you know, I don't know how many people have talked about us having a new hitting coach. I mean, I didn't even know who the guy was, Grant Fink.
Yeah.
I had to Google him. And
he's come up through the system, Ross. He's been in the system, like, since 2017. He replaces Chris Valleca, who went to the Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yep. So you know, Grant's a guy... And in the day and age of coaching a lot now, Ross, he's a guy who didn't have a ton of success as a player, but who got back into coaching and has been at it for, you know, close to 10 years and worked his way through the system. Young guy. Obviously, you can't say he's off to a robust start, can we?
Yeah, it seems like Valleca had a really different approach that was very successful with a lot of the hitters. And you know, I'm just wondering, does Fink have that same approach, or... You know, was he a better instructor than a coach?
Good question, Ross. I would think, Andy, if you disagree, yell.
Mm-hmm.
I would think, and you know, I know some folks who work in hitting departments in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of is an organizational thing.
Yeah.
It's not a, hi, I do this, and then the guy at AA does this, and then the guy, you know, at high A does this, and our AAA guy does this. It's kind of a tone that's set by the organization. This is how we handle hitting.
Yeah, and that's why guys get pushed up, right? I mean, you look at the way all these things go. And, mm-hmm. you know, and by the way, the Guardians/Indians, you know, love to promote from within because it means that the people they hired are doing the right job and they're doing it the way they want it executed at the minor league levels. And then that's also, you know, coming out at the major league level. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Kind of does.
That's like Brad Goldberg. Like, I mean, here's a guy that, you know, was pitching for the White Sox not too long ago. Next thing you know, he gets in the system. Next thing you know, he's with the minors. Does a great job with those guys in the minors. Perfect compliment to Carl Willis right now. And look at he's doing a really good job, especially. And he's still in that range. I mean, he's just kind of past the age range of the guys that are currently playing right now, so he gets it. And so, I mean, you know that's what the Guardians like, because otherwise they wouldn't have hired their last manager.
Dick and Dayton, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Oh, good. How are you guys? I just wanted to tell you, last Monday I celebrated a birthday, April 14th, the same day as Pete Rose. I've been a little busy, but congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think it's good, and the best thing that happened to get Flacco. I think we're going to win if we do good. I'll predict 8 games this year.
Okay,
that's good. 8 wins is good, Dick. Come on, man, we got to do better than that.
Well, you know, I
don't know that they will, but we got to.
But I love your show, Jeff. You know, you and Titus. I'll be calling in this year, buddy.
All right. We appreciate that, Dick. Thank you.
You and Titus, the Titus Show, right Titus here on 92.3 The Fan.
You know, Dick is a very, 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 very nice man. And when Dick calls, we can be talking about the Guardians, and all of a sudden we hit the Cavs.
Does Dick think I'm Titus?
No.
Okay.
We hit the Cavs. We hit the Browns. We hit Flacco. We hit Tyvis Powell. But we don't hit Guardians. So, you know, it's kind of a roll of the dice, I guess, is what I'm saying.
That Titus show. Titus is on 17 times a year, man. It's time for the Titus show. Da, 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 da. Hi, everybody. I'm Titus.
The one thing I am happy about, Andy.
Where did I see Tyvis? Tyvis was doing something cool. I saw it on Instagram.
What do you mean
yesterday?
Doing something cool? He's always doing something cool.
I don't know if you said
it. It was at a volleyball game, wasn't he?
Well, oh, yeah. I think he was at a volleyball game. Is that where it was?
He's Tyvis Powell. He's always cool. The one thing
he's always optimistic, which is sometimes I think we all need a shot of that every once in a while.
The fact that baseball is back and we're talking about a Guardians team that obviously has some big question marks and some things that need answered. But I just love the fact that it's here. And the right field situation isn't working out real well right now. Okay, it's 18 games. I love the options. I really do. I love the idea that Nolan Jones is back here. Now let's see if he can do it. I love the idea that if he's not playing right field, John Kenzie Noel is. Now let's see if he can do it. Not quite as crazy about the second base situation, but I know it's short term. And the one thing to keep in mind about Gabe Arias here is that if he plays well at second base, Andy, he could be playing himself into the starting shortstop job here. I think that's something that really has to be kept in mind. Though I like Brian Rocchio, I think you could end up with two guys there, and they're going to have to pick one. Because we all know Travis Bazana is coming on. He's going to be the guy eventually. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have to figure out what to do with Juan Brito, and that could be a trade. But it could be a trade with Rocchio. It could be a trade with Arias. I mean, you've got three guys there, basically, for, let's say, next year, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just say next year for Bazana. Next year, let's just say.
I'm taking odds that Rocchio doesn't make it to the All-Star break at this point, but keep going.
But Rocchio is actually hitting, what, 254, something like that? Which, okay.
Well, he's not falling asleep on the base
pass.
That's not any great shakes,
but, you know, on this team where you have so many guys hitting under 200, 254, hey, you've moved to the top of the favorite plate class. Way to go.
Yeah.
We know Bazana's going to be the guy. That means you have Juan Brito, who's not really a shortstop. Mm-hmm. He's a second baseman mainly by trade, or third baseman. But if he can hit, you're going to play him somewhere. You have...
Shouldn't we say that about every player on the team right now, except for the guys that are hitting 1-3?
Andy, absolutely.
Yeah. If they can hit.
But it's Brito, Arias, Rocchio. You're basically going to have three guys for maybe one spot in the lineup, because eventually it'll be Bazana. And we know it's going to be Jose. And unless you turn Arias into, say, a center fielder, if Lane Thomas doesn't hit, which I think he'll be fine.
You think he's still messed up from his hand a little bit?
Yeah, maybe. But
that's what I'm hoping for.
But if the hand is affecting his batting average now, what was affecting it before he hurt his hand?
I don't know. At least he was at second base when it happened, right? Was he sliding in the second? Is that when he hurt his hand?
Yeah. He got hit by a pitch.
I believe that's the case.
Didn't he get hit by a pitch?
Yeah, he got hit by a pitch.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Somebody in the same inning get hit? Somebody? Oh, no, never mind. I know what I was saying. I got him confused. That was the same game where Ramirez was sliding in the second and got and hurt his hand.
For instance, with Angel Martinez has come up and been hot. Well, by golly, they're getting him in the lineup somewhere, anywhere. And Martinez could, you know, he can play the infield. He's a natural infielder. So I don't think, though, that he's under consideration for the shortstop gig because he's really not playing much there. But they're going to have to sort this out and figure out exactly who goes where. And I think it will be very easy to do that based on who's hitting major league pitching.
Yeah, I'll buy what you're saying. I'll buy it. It was funny. I got a call from a buddy of mine yesterday. He's going over to Pittsburgh for the weekend.
Nice.
I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind going over there. It's such an easy drive to get over to Pittsburgh to go watch them. I don't know. You know, it's one of the I've been there for a concert, but I've never been there for a baseball game.
Really?
Which is weird. Yeah. You know why? Because you were there for me, and it was pouring, and I love it. One of the most miserable days of your life, and I opted to get married. And we had a shower that weekend. I'm like, Jeff, is
there a chance? Speaking of miserable days.
Yeah, my wife saying the same thing. Why did we do this? That is a great ballpark, though. Pittsburgh is an awesome ballpark.
If you're in the press box. Now,
I've never been there because you were there.
It was many years ago. When was that? When did you get married? 2004?
How many years?
Three. Or was it five?
Three. 2003.
It was 2003. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That long ago. Well, I can't believe that ballpark's that old.
I'll give you the quick summation. The upstairs in the press box is really, really a great view because you look out over those bridges and everything else.
Yeah.
Two bad things about the ballpark. If you wanted to get a pop, something to drink,
yeah,
you had to walk all the way down to the one edge.
Oh, no. You had to walk so far to get something to drink.
If you wanted to go to the bathroom.
In your free seat.
You had to walk all the way back to the other end.
Oh, man.
With a very small little bathroom.
Uh-oh.
That's right there by the press box. Not ideal. You know what I'm talking about.
There was nothing.
Not ideal.
I can't remember.
I'm guessing it's changed in 20 years. Not ideal.
So
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, at the old Metrodome, there was a single single stall bathroom.
In the old Metrodome?
In the old Metrodome, which I didn't you?
Yeah, I've
you
been
called
there.
The no-hitter there, didn't you? No,
no, that
you?
Was at Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
So,
but I did some games in Minnesota.
So I had to walk in there for less than a minute, if everyone understands where I'm going with the story. I walked into that restroom, and I can't remember. Why can't I remember? There was a famous columnist from Minnesota.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, and I can't think of his name.
I have to look it up. And I walked in there, closed the door, locked the door, started to do what I needed to do.
All of a sudden,
it was a very short trip. That helps everybody. And so all of a sudden I hear this guy is pounding on the door, screaming and pounding on the door. And I'm like, man, what's going on out there? And all of a sudden I open the door quick. I'm telling you, I was in there probably to wash my hands another 20, 25 seconds. Next thing I know, right? This guy's screaming and yelling at me. Why can't I think of his name? I'll remember it in a second. And I'm like, dude, what's going on? He goes, you shouldn't be locking the door. I'm like, bro, there's one seat in here to go. And what do you want me to do? Leave it open so the whole press box? Rah, rah, rah. The guy started chirping at me. He passed away, so I probably shouldn't be telling the story, but I'm trying to remember. What was the guy's name?
Always good when they're not here to defend themselves.
That's true. Nothing wrong with that. What was the guy's name?
It doesn't really matter at this point. You made your story.
You made screaming your point. At me. I was in there for like 30 seconds. It's going to drive me nuts.
You got to make do. By the way, great pork chops at that Metrodome dining room. They were so good, I asked the chef how he cooked them. They were really good.
Sid Hartman.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Passed away in 2020.
Yeah.
Man, he was banging on the bathroom door, and I'm like, dude, chill out.
Prostate issues?
I don't know. He made it to 100, so maybe.
Hey, good for Sid.
Yeah.
Apparently, they weren't that bad. Is Aaron Rodgers just a nutcase or what?
You know who would know that best?
Menigan?
Oh, of course.
It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. To my right, Dan Menigan flying our ship, and Meredith taking phone calls at 216-474-0092. Everybody's favorite eccentric quarterback decided yesterday was a good day to speak. And so Aaron Rodgers and his buddy went on his buddy Pat McAfee's show. And Pat McAfee's thing with Aaron Rodgers, it's worked out for both of them. Clearly, it's given Aaron his own venue to speak and say anything he wants and make some money. and it's given Pat McAfee a chance to have a big time guest who attracts attention and, you know, enhance his show.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your situation.
Sure.
But Aaron, who is still a free agent,
mm-hmm.
finally kind of busted out and spoke yesterday, and he hadn't in a while.
Right.
I wonder about this guy. And I don't mean in any bad way or anything like that. He's still a free agent. So, you know, he's still out there. There are a number of teams that still need a quarterback. He said he has talked to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
And the Minnesota Vikings,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of interesting.
Hey, man, Lizzo.
Keep going. Didn't mention the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. It was a joke that went over your head. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
keep going. Yeah.
Thanks. Had talked to the Giants a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great conversation with Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. But those are the teams that are out there. But Aaron came out and said some things yesterday, and I just, before we get into these, Dan, I was an Aaron Rodgers disciple, as a worshiper, as a guy who had said when Aaron Rodgers was playing well, he's what?
It's the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
There it is. And you know what?
Tell everyone, you haven't watched much football, though. Just tell them. You've only seen like three games in your entire life, and Aaron played in two of them. Just tell everybody. Be honest.
Watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And we're talking about him, okay? So if he's just trying to get out there and, you know, stay relevant and everything else, well, by God, it's working because he's on McAfee and shows all around the country are talking about him like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to play football, or is he just kind of like milking the I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm trying to keep my name and face out there in public?
Just before you answer that, can we take this at the – one of the quotes yesterday on the show was, I'm just going through a lot in my personal life, and that has to take precedence at this point.
He says he's in a different phase of his life. He's in a serious relationship. And then
I'm just going through a lot in my personal life, and that has to take precedence at this point. He's a person that can hold off the NFL for a second because there are teams that would take him, obviously.
And would take him in October if they suddenly needed a quarterback.
Can we weigh into the fact that he is dealing with some stuff in his personal life and that, or not?
Aaron Rodgers. It's all on the table.
Well, when someone says that, don't you want to take them further at their word? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, things that people go through.
Yes, absolutely. It's why I say it's Aaron Rodgers. And with that being said, it's really all on the table. It could be a lot of personal things in his life. It could be the man is addicted to the limelight. It could be teams aren't calling me the way that I would want them to call me, so I have no leverage in this Pittsburgh deal, so I'm going to go on here and try to get more leverage. Or it could straight be I'm having issues in my personal life and need time to get that under wraps.
Yeah.
The problem is it's so Aaron Rodgers that you can't just take him for his word. That you're always looking for an ulterior motive.
See, that's the thing I agree with you on. It's like, if it were just any regular guy, you would think, okay, you know, 41 has issues, might he want to play, might he not want to play, personal life, whatever, who knows. But because he's been out there on a number of odd kind of things, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Would you do if you were him? If I were him, I'd go Joe Flacco. I'd wait till the season starts, and then I'd wait to see if there's a team that needs me. Sit on the couch. Why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? His body's going to heal a little? He's going to feel a little fresher when he plays?
Is the phone going to ring?
Did it ring for Flacco?
Well, it rang for Flacco because you had enough people involved saying enough nice things. Like, if we all remember, Kevin Stefanski picked up the phone and called Gary Kubiak. And Gary Kubiak was the one who kind of was like, here's the thing with Flacco. This is what he does well. This is how you can build. This is how you can make this work. The only person right now, well, there might be two people, who I can think of off the top of my head who would have nice things to say about Aaron Rodgers would be Tom Clements, the Green Bay quarterback coach who retired a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And Nathaniel Hackett. And outside of that, I don't know of many other people who are going to come out and say nice things about Aaron Rodgers when it comes to coaching him.
But if you only need him for half a season, can you put up with it if you're a good team that loses a quarterback that could bring you to the playoffs and you feel like he could come in and help you and maybe just try to at least weather the storm for the end of a season?
Is he going to come in and adapt to your system, or is he going to come in and try to put in his system?
You don't bring him in if you think he's going to try. If he's not going to try to do what you want him to do, you just don't bring him in. It's not that hard.
Then I think that's where we are right now. Because that's the Aaron Rodgers problem.
Do you think he plays next year?
No. I think he's done.
You think he's done as a football player because he wants to be or because he can't play anymore?
Column A, column B. I mean, it's like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning always said, I would keep playing, but the phone stopped ringing. I wonder if that's where Aaron Rodgers is. He's got one team calling him.
And that team is in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. And maybe he decides to take that and play this year, and maybe he's got one season of pure spite left in him, even though I think he would break Arthur Smith and get everybody fired. And I wonder if that's weighing in Pittsburgh, too.
I wonder if he'd be a fit in Minnesota, where they might want to give J.J. McCarthy a breather and not play him this coming year. I think, and they're really high on J.J. McCarthy, but if they could bring in Aaron Rodgers for a year and J.J. McCarthy could watch him, I could see that.
But he's not going to run the Kevin O'Connell system. Like, that's the problem.
Well, that's he'd have to.
Well, then you're in the standoff. You're in it. I watched, and the only reason I say that, Jeff, is I watched the guy openly rebel against Matt LaFleur. Like, I watched him on the field do nothing but throw quick game and fades because he refused to do anything else. I watched him change the play at the line of scrimmage from run plays that were under center to putting him in shotgun and openly rebelling. Like, that's the reason why the last year of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay went so south and they missed the playoffs is because the quarterback was rebelling against the offense.
Yeah, that's frowned upon usually, isn't it? Kevin's in Sandusky. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thanks for going.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to say this, and I'm going to be up for it. I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I definitely think he's a great quarterback. He's been a good quarterback, but, like, he's not going to bring anything to a team in this stage in his career but drama. I mean, you look at what he's done. I mean, the guy's won one Super Bowl, like, what, 2008 against the Steelers. So, yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that have only won one Super Bowl and don't bring so much drama, and that's what you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. That's my take on that.
Kevin, thank you very much. The thing, if you're Pittsburgh right now, your quarterback's Mason Rudolph.
What's he going to take? More money? I mean, for him to go to Pittsburgh, is this money?
It sounds like it's going to be commitment on his part is really what it's going
to
be, right?
Here's the other thing. Is he waiting till after the draft to see to what Pittsburgh does in the draft? Is that another thing? I mean, at this stage of the game, I think he should just get on the roster and then let them draft a quarterback that they think can be the future down the road. I think a lot of people look at Kirk Cousins and say, look what happened to him there, especially if you're an older quarterback and you want to play. Don't you have to look and see what a team does? If you can wait, I mean, what's he got to wait, 6 days to see what they do in the draft?
I would think that if you're Pittsburgh and you sign Aaron Rodgers, you just start him. It doesn't matter what you do in the draft. If you're Minnesota and you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're going to start him. It doesn't matter that J.J. McCarthy is sitting there. Nobody's going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to be a backup quarterback because he's not going to go anywhere to be a backup quarterback. He'll never play that role in the NFL,
no,
in my opinion.
And, well, he can guarantee himself he's not going to get stuck if he just waits 6 more days, too.
Well, but you know what, though, Andy? I honestly don't think a team would even bring him in if they signed him before the draft and then draft a quarterback and say that guy's going to be our starter or there's an open competition. Dano, there's no way that he would tolerate that, is there?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No, and so, but why would he even want to put himself in that position if he just waits 6 more days?
Because he decides he wants to play and make sure he plays and get on a team and go be the starter. No?
I don't know. Maybe there's something to be learned from Kirk Cousins. What happened last year? There's something to be learned there. I would, if I were him, wait. What's the hurry now? Just might as well wait. Wait till after the draft. Because if you bring him in after, and say they want to draft somebody, I'm not saying that they're going to draft in the first round, but if they drafted a first round quarterback, they all know the game. Like, you draft a first round quarterback, there's pressure to get that guy in the field by week one.
Here's how preposterous pro sports happened to be. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers, an extremely highly paid quarterback at the time, on his contract demands when he was on McAfee, he said, I've told every single one of the teams I've talked to, it's not about money. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care.
I mean, come on, jump change.
$10 million. Doesn't have to be the big money. Isn't that funny, Andy?
Yeah, that's really funny.
I'll play for $10 million.
Talk about not being in the real world.
Exactly right. Isn't that funny? That's the thing that I found funny about that. Boy, he did not have a good time in New York with the Jets.
Mm-mm.
And he said this about his meeting with Aaron Glenn, the new Jets coach. Maybe this is the real world, too. I figured that when I flew across the country on my own dime, that there was going to be a conversation. Oh, my God, Aaron had to buy a plane ticket.
Oh, boy. What is the world coming to?
Again, if you're trying to predict the actions of Aaron Rodgers, you probably need to find something better to do because no one can do it. I don't even think that dude knows what he's going to do next.
Wow. Apparently, Aaron Glenn, the new coach of the Jets, told Aaron Rodgers that he thought Rodgers about potentially undermining his leadership during team meetings. Quarterback said, I don't want to be any part of that. It was already a debacle.
Wow.
Anyhow, we'll see where Aaron Rodgers ends up.
Hmm.
He didn't like his departure from the Jets. So far, does not have another team. We'll see what happens, where he ends up, or if he ends up working in television or doing absolutely nothing. You never know.
Is there another game show available?
Might be.
Sam Amico.
Press your luck, baby.
They got Sports Jeopardy. They got Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Why does it have to be Jeopardy? He stunk on Jeopardy. They need to pick out something different.
Because he likes it.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, coming up at 1:20. Cavaliers awaiting the winner of tonight's Hawks-Heat game. Next on Baskin and Phelps.